Distorted View Daily proudly presents the train wreck that is Granny Porn.
Yeah. So what? Okay. So, hey, all right. Hi, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
I'll call you back. Ah, how you doing? My name's Cardinal Candy. No, it's Honey Buns Candy. And I got a little surprise for you guys tonight. I have a little surprise. I always have a surprise for you. I got a girlfriend coming over. Her name's Annie Penny. Yeah, Annie Penny. So, hey, Annie, come here. Come here, baby. What's up, girl?
Oh, fine.
You ready for a show tonight?
Oh, come on. Yes.
You've been calling me bitch like crazy. You got my cell phone like crazy.
Well, I touch you with the bitch of the bitch.
Hey,
I tell you.
Yeah, I got a friend for you tonight. His name's Wally.
You do?
Uh-huh. But the thing is, hey, what's this I hear you bragging that you're the best cocksucker around?
Well, I am, because I suck about every damn cock in town. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry.
I have an idea.
Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Well, shoot. If you could take 14 and you'll beat me, but
I took 14.
Yeah, right. Right, I hear that, but right. Hey, I have an idea.
Okay.
I want to get Wally in here and let's run no contest.
Okay, bitch. I'll see if I can do better than you can, you
I'm
cunt.
Suck my pussy.
Well, didn't bend your belly.
Oh, we're...
It's Wednesday, July 2nd, 2008. Coming up on the program today, ripped bloody fetuses. Plus, how much masturbation will $100 worth of porn get you? One lucky teenager finds out. And scrotum-hungry monkeys are on the loose! We're doomed! All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Wednesday podcast. Got a great show for you today. Someone sent me along a Craigslist personal ad. This one has got to be making its way around the internet. I don't know. It's a personal ad. Let me read it to you. I want age 25 to 70 guy to come over and jack off in my model train room, which is not code for his asshole or anything. It's really a model train room. He has pictures of it. He has a picture of his model train, and then the other picture is of him nude. Middle-aged man, in all his flabby tit glory. It's all HO scale. I don't know what that means. Must be some sort of model train lingo. Then, after you finish, you can stomp around and kick the trains and buildings like a monster. Don't break, they are my sons. We can do this until 4 a.m. or until we get tired. Also, I have lots of imitation crab meat in my freezer that I need to get rid of so you can have a bunch when you leave. It's all perfectly good, we just got too much! Can't be real. Sounds too good to be true. Imitation crab meat, I'm in. Do you guys remember 100 Alexander? I'll put a link on the show notes today to 100 Alexander so you can watch him yourself. But he creates YouTube videos. He does, like, you know, video blogging or whatever. He's really annoying. Anyway, self-aware spam bot over on the Distorted View message board found a new 100 Alexander video. This time, 100 Alexander he's suicidal.
Candace, why you gotta do this to me?
Oh my god, get a new microphone already, for Christ's sakes, it's so annoying. No one can understand what the hell you're saying.
So, Candace, why you gotta do this to me?
See, he sounds like he's like five.
This is absolutely... I don't know what word to use to describe that, but this is... Let's say it's... It's something that is not good.
Okay. What's the problem, 100 Alexander?
You said that you're not going to disable comment voting on that video. Well, and...
What?
Why? That's all you have to tell me. And if you're you're not going to disable common voting on it, then...
All right, apparently he's upset.
If you're not going to disable common voting on it, then...
He's upset because someone is either disabling comments on their video or something like that.
Hold on one sec. Okay, now, do you see this?
All right, Hunter Alexander is holding up... Stick with me here. He's holding up a fully deflated helium balloon, right?
This is a balloon. It doesn't have air in it, but there's still helium left in it from when I deflated it. Okay. Now, you know what?
There's no helium in it at all.
If you do not disable common voting on this video, then I will be forced to use this. You want to know what I'm going to do with it?
Oh.
I will breathe in the air from it, which is pure helium, which will cause... You know what happens when you breathe in helium, right?
Absolutely nothing. Your voice goes up a little bit, but that's it. I think he thinks helium will kill him.
So don't do this to me.
Could you imagine if Hunter Alexander sucked in helium? He already sounds like a smurf.
You do not disable common voting on this video, then I will be forced to use this. You want to know what I'm going to do with it?
All right, let's finish up with the video here.
You know what happens when you breathe in helium, right? So don't do this to me. Because I am not kidding here. I am not lying. I really will do this if you do not disable comment.
All right. There's a 100 Alexander update for you. I got some great cock-sucking audio for you today. You came on a good night, freaks. It's a white girl, I believe, sucking off a black guy.
Shit, this pussy's good, man. How is it? It's good.
Look at that.
You gotta come all over me.
Take a listen to this. I have to believe this audio has been doctored some way. In some way, shape, or form, because... What? Why are you trying to speak when you're sucking cock? It doesn't make sense. You can't, we don't understand you, honey.
She's like fucking Superhead. Fucking Corinne and shit, dog.
Here comes the money shot.
Get him in, come. Yeah. Oh, I'm coming!
Oh, yeah!
Ah!
Ah, yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Sharon Murkowski did me a favor, I guess. Her friend is Lady Raptastic, who I haven't heard Lady Raptastic show, but apparently she's a strong black woman, and Cheryl asked Lady Raptastic to record a few lines for the show, and this is what she came up with.
When your dick gets hard, you have to fuck it like you win it. Fuck it like you mean it.
Mrs. Butterworth, why do you taste so good?
Because I'm black?
Oh, she also said this.
I came, my face warped so hard.
Why, thank you very much, Lady Raptastic and Cheryl Murkowski. Of course, Cheryl's website is whorehole.org. Lady Raptastic's website is ladyraptastic.com. Before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news, got one more piece of audio for you. A couple people sent me a link to this video, but Corey actually went the extra mile and captured the audio, so thank you very much. It's a chick getting banged, a black chick getting banged, and she's not very political.
Suck that fucking dick. Oh, you slut.
Are you paying me?
Yeah, I'm paying you, bitch.
I'm not.
You're a black fucking slut, suck it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. This would make for a really good...
Like, I realize, you know, he's paying her and everything, but he could be nice about it. She is sucking his dick off.
Yeah. This would make for a really good Obama campaign commercial, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it should just be some black chick blowing a white guy. Like Obama says, it's time for a change.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
I feel the change, babe.
It's like fucking Superhead.
Coming!
Oh yeah!
Ah!
Yes!
Oh, oh
yes!
Oh. He's coming, November 2008. I think a lot of people would respond to that ad. All right, let's finish up here with the Barack Obama girl.
You're a black fucking slut, suck it. Yeah, yeah. This would make for a really good Obama campaign commercial, wouldn't it? Yeah. You voting for Obama? Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. What was that? Are you pro Obama?
Yeah. Oh. I think you should vote for Hillary. You know, you're all about feminine issues.
Okay. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Just a couple of quick reminders. There is going to be no show on Friday because of the 4th of July. If you do want a Friday show, though, can I suggest you sign up for the Sideshow? It's only $5 a month or $50 a year, superfreaksideshow.com. Of course, it's DV's member site. Did a bonus episode of DV yesterday for Sideshow Freaks. Going to be doing a bonus episode tomorrow night as well. That's pretty much like a Friday show. Sideshow members this week will have received 6 brand new episodes of the show. Non-paying members received 4. So if you want that extra stuff, plus, you know, video cast and extended programs and all that shit, superfreaksideshow.com is the web address. And don't forget, for a limited time, we have lifetime memberships available. Information is up on the website. All right, 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me!
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Teens love porn, it's true. A 14-year-old boy broke into a Central Florida home and ordered more than $100 worth of porn movies on the family's television. Not only that, but, I mean, they're gonna need a new couch or something. That's a lot of jizz. That's $100 worth of cum. Palm Bay police officers were called to a home to investigate a break-in and discover the crime. Palm Bay police said the family had just returned from shopping when the boy was found watching television. An investigation showed that the boy ordered about $129 worth of pornography on the victim's television account. Don't they have the internet in Palm Beach? I mean, really, you could have saved yourself a lot of trouble. And, you know, jerked off in the privacy of your own home.
Fuck you if you're not from Palm Beach County.
Oh, I'm sorry. The boy was charged with occupied burglary and grand theft. The same teen, a Riverdale country school student, was arrested on June 25th and turned over to juvenile authorities before his mother was contacted. The teen has been arrested on felony charges before and will face a juvenile judge later this month. This kid's kind of a badass, man. I mean, he's only 14 years old and he's already had, like, felony charges against him. Now he's breaking into people's houses and jerking off on their family portraits. Yeah, that's right. I'll fucking hold up a 7-Eleven and give the cashier a cream pie surprise. I don't care. That's how we's rolling in Palm Beach.
Fuck you if you're not from Palm Beach County.
Calm down, Grandma. Second story we have for you today. A 42-year-old chimpanzee who is toilet trained and can eat with a knife and fork is believed to be at large in a Southern California forest after escaping his cage. All right, after you learn a little bit more about the monkey, you will probably agree with me that giving him a knife and fork, probably not a good idea. He'll use that as a weapon. The chimp called Mo disappeared Friday from Jungle Exotics, which trains animals for the entertainment industry. The chimp wandered into a house next door, surprising construction workers who saw him head for a nearby mountain. A weekend search in the San Bernardino Forest, 50 miles east of Los Angeles, came up empty. I yelled his name for hours! Hours! With no one else around! Nothing! Not even a hoot! Said LaDonna Davis, who owns Mo with her husband, St. James Davis. Nice name. Isn't that a property in Monopoly? St. James Davis Place or something? Alright, St. James Davis... This is why the monkey is at the training facility. St. James Davis bought Mo from Tanzania in 1967 after the baby primate lost his mother to poachers. Very sad. He and his wife treated Mo as their surrogate son, toilet training him, teaching him to eat with a knife and fork, and letting him sleep in their bed and watch TV. But local authorities didn't view Moe in the same light. For years, the Davises waged a legal battle to keep Moe in their home. They finally lost in 1999 when Moe bit off a part of a woman's finger when she inserted it into his cage. The Davises insisted that Moe mistook her red-painted fingernail for his favorite licorice. The incident also came after Moe mauled a police officer's hand. Over the Davises' protest, Moe was taken to an animal sanctuary, but in 2005, when they took a cake to celebrate Moe's birthday, the couple was viciously attacked by two of the chimpanzees who escaped their cages. The chimps nearly killed St. James Davis, chewing off his nose, testicles, and foot, and biting off chunks of his ass and legs before the sanctuary owner shot the animals to death. At that point, I would just say, okay, no more with the monkeys. Enough monkeys. We could just get a cat or something. And not like a cougar, all right? Just to get a tabby or something. Something that won't eat your testicles. Yes, the chimps nearly killed St. James Davis, chewing off his nose, testicles, and foot, and biting off chunks of his ass and legs. Quote, he's very personable. He's a sweet, nice chimp, said Michael McCashland, who is speaking on the family's behalf. He's not aggressive unless provoked. And then, yes, he will rip off your scrotum and snack on your cock shaft. But just don't provoke him, and everything's fine. What am I going to do? Sobbed LaDonna Davis. He meant the world to us, said St. James. He was the best man at my wedding. Cuckoo. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from Washington. A dead woman's body is found in Columbia Park, Washington, with her baby cut out of her womb on Friday, and another woman is accused of murdering her. The suspect appeared in Benton County Superior Court today and is being held on an investigative hold for first-degree murder. What happened? Well, things all started Friday night. when the fire department received a call from a woman claiming she'd just given birth near the JCPenney's parking lot and thought the baby had died. When firefighters arrived at the scene, they found a car with a baby in the back seat and the woman in the driver's seat with no pants on, holding an umbilical cord in her hand. The woman repeatedly said, "Is my baby okay?" The woman's name... Oh, for the Christ's sakes. I'm gonna spell it to you. This is what I have to put up with on a daily basis. Her name is PHIENGCHAISISOUVANH. Yeah, okay, you try. Fien Chai Sisovan was the woman in the car. A fire captain pulled the baby from the driver's side of the rear door, said Chief Ken Hohenberg. Firefighters took Sisvana, whatever the hell her name is, and the baby to the Kennewick General Hospital, where medical tests showed she had not given birth. The plot thickens. Yes, police found the body of Araceli Gomez halfway through Columbia Park Trail. Police determined that was the same location Sisvan had originally called 911 from, not the JCPenney parking lot. Gomez was deceased and had suffered massive trauma in her stomach area. Police found Gomez's hands and feet bound by yarn. Oh, we've got a knitter on our hands. An autopsy on her body showed she had been stabbed several times, and stab wounds to the chest were the cause of the death. Cuts were also found near her uterus. Finally, the story takes a sexy turn. The cuts were consistent of removing an unborn baby. Quote, what caused the loss of blood was primarily the stab wounds to the chest, said Rick Corson, county coroner. I'm guessing he didn't have to work overtime on that case. Police searched Sue Savon's purse, finding blue mechanics gloves soaked in blood. She's not a very good criminal. She hid her bloody gloves in her purse. Plus, they found bloody paper towels, latex gloves, a box cutter, yarn, and a baby bottle, and baby socks. Jeez. This was no challenge whatsoever for the police. A friend of Sue Savon told the news she received a call from Sue Savon 2 weeks ago when she claimed she was going to be having the baby soon. Prosecuting attorney Andy Miller said they are continuing to investigate the motive that caused Sue Savon to commit such a heinous crime. Well, she wanted a baby. Someone had baby fever. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, let's check in with my freaky diggies. Okay, thank you.
Why, hello, Tim.
Oh,
this
my God.
This is your polite listener from the north, Canadian Jay, you fucking ass eagle. Hey, Tim.
Your phone sucks!
I'll just call you because it's a bit of an anniversary for us.
Oh, I want to...
If my memory serves me right, it's been about 3 years since the iTunes podcast directory first started up.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry. Call back again. But yeah, I think you're right. It's been about 3 years since iTunes. They started in June. And I think it's done wonders for podcasting.
Hey, Timmy.
A lot of new people are.
This is Aaron from Shithole, Iowa.
Such a douchebag.
My car wouldn't make a trip that I had to make, so I rented an 05 Jigaboo, and I am jealous of you. Your car is so much better than mine.
That's right. Only the best for Timothy James Henson and middle-aged black women nationwide.
Hey, Tim. This is Darian. I'm from Michigan. I've called a couple times before.
Although, I do have to say the new Malibus, the 2008, those look really nice.
This is Darian. I'm from Michigan. I've called a couple times before, but I've never left my name.
Oh.
I just wanted to commend you on... still providing excellent content and frequent shows for us cheapskate lazy losers who have not yet bought a sideshow membership.
Well, you know.
And who's on your voicemail? Because that doesn't sound like you.
Really? Well, I recorded that. You know when I recorded that? That message hasn't changed since 2004, late 2004, I think, or early 2005.
Hey, Tim. This is Marlon from Pennsylvania. If you start a Distorted View cruise into international waters so I can get laid, I am right there.
Right.
Let me know what the price is. Money's no object.
Oh, really? Okay. We got the first passenger on the DV cruise. I'm excited.
Hey, Mr. Wonderlooker here.
Oh.
I was thinking and, you know, what happens when I started thinking. And that what Fat Man said, you know, that... you know, sound like Daffy Duck with the 2008. Is it just me, or does that make you feel like that there's going to be a mashup coming from Corey very soon? Because you know, I've got this DJ sense, and I'm a DJ, and I spin, and you know, I've been trying to make my own music, but I've been failing because I don't have the right equipment / the right software. And it sounds like, you know, something might have struck in Corey's head.
I don't know.
So,
you never know. You never know with Corey what he's going to do next.
Hey, Tim, what's up?
As a matter of fact, I've got some stuff on tomorrow's show. I don't know if it's going to be on the bonus show or the free side, maybe a little of both. I've got some Corey stuff to play.
Hey, Tim, what's up? Zamax giving you a ring.
It's flaring
up. Just listening to the Thursday show, and just wanted to say that the Mr. McGregor guy, the PSA child molester thing, sounds just like fucking Duke Nukem. I'm sure if you play the audio clip of Duke Nukem and that guy, probably sound pretty close. And also,
checkmate.
I'm finally going to sign up for the sideshow. When you cut back the shows, I kind of need a little more audio on my rides to work. So I'll be signing up here pretty quick.
Very nice. Very good. Well, you know, sign up sometime this week, and you'll have two bonus episodes to listen to. Get you through the long weekend. That's all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Want you guys to email the show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
You're a black fucking slut, suck it.
All right. Vote for us a podcast, Ali. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. We will see you guys back here tomorrow for the Big Thursday Show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody.
If you gon' suck a dick,